This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We are going to make a couple of big football announcements for you. They are presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The show is brought to you by our friends, the law firm Kondori & Murat. Speaking of which, we are taking two road trips this season.
Not one.
We will be going to Kansas City for Monday Night Football.
Let's go.
Arrowhead Stadium. I can smell the tailgating and the barbecue already. October 27th. This is Monday Night Football under the lights. Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes, couple of powers in the NFC and AFC. Couple of teams have played in conference championship games last year. The Commanders and the Chiefs will be on site as they're doing their stupid tomahawk chop with their arrowhead on their helmet, and they're playing the Washington Commanders.
I'll be full of barbecue. So I'll be annoyed about that, and I'll never understand how that's okay somehow, and anything else isn't okay, but whatever. But I'll have a lot of ribs in my tummy.
That's week 8.
Yeah.
Which means we're about 8 weeks away from that as we speak right now. But I guess 7 technical legit weeks away from that trip on Monday Night Football. And the good folks at Kondori & Murat are making it happen. They're flying us out there. They're putting us up. They're doing all the nice things that they normally do to make this a very special trip. So we appreciate that. But we're expanding this year.
Here we go.
All right, so we're up to 2 legit trips with Kondori & Murat hitting the road this year. Trip number 2. Widely considered the best stadium in the NFL at this point, we are headed to Minneapolis to see the Commanders take on the Vikings.
Minnesota.
December 7th, 2025, Danny Hutier will be at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Let's go.
To watch the Commanders and the Vikings December 7th. It's a Sunday. It's one of the rare 1 o'clock games. But this is a Week 14 game. So this is post-bye. This is barreling down the stretch. The last
This game will be a huge game, by the way.
Before Washington plays the final 4 games against teams in the division, Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, their last non-division game against Minnesota could be very much a playoff preview. Vikings, if J.J. McCarthy doesn't stink, should be a playoff team in the NFC North. That stadium, Danny, I know it's going to be frigid in Minneapolis in early December.
Yeah.
So pack a couple of coats.
December in Minnesota, that famed tourist destination.
Hashtag there will be Juicy Lucy's. We're going to be eating some burgers with cheese right there in the middle of the patty.
It's right in the patty.
You bite into the patty and it burns your lip kind of leaking out.
Yep.
So there are going to be some Juicy Lucy's. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be football. That's the stadium that everybody in the league says is the one seed in the envy of the sport.
Will we go to the Mall of America?
I am willing to do that with you. Now, Danny's going to call it a tourist trap, and he won't be excited, and he'll be out. I would love to go to the Mall of America. I went with Michael Phillips many, many years ago when the Redskins then
Miguel
played the Vikings, and we played a round of mini golf at the Mall of America. You can play mini golf. You can ride roller coasters. There's a lot of things you can do at the Mall of America. I think we should do all of those.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Danny, you're welcome to come.
If they have Juicy Lucy's, I'll be interested. Otherwise, I'm not interested.
Danny's going to do the thing where he sits in the hotel room for a couple of days and just waits for us to figure out where to go.
So see if there's a gym in the hotel.
I'll bet you our guy Wasim and Kia and the crew.
Oh, he'll have an agenda.
He's going to put some things together for sure. But again, they sponsor our show. They take care of you guys. If you need estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate admin, their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. So schedule a consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. They're taking very good care of us. We're fired up.
Well, think of that schedule. A post-bye week for Washington. Denver Broncos, on paper, everybody's talking about them as a legit contender. They're kind of the AFC West version of Washington. At Minnesota, huge playoff implications. Then Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to finish the season. That is a sprint that will have major playoff ramifications. That Eagles game, that one too, but the Vikings game in terms of the NFC, jockeying for position.
Yeah, it's possible if the division is wrapped one way or the other that the Eagles games lose a little luster, I guess. Like if one's going to win the division and one's going to be a wild card, but it's just as likely that those games are massive. You know, maybe you're playing a division championship game to end the season against the Eagles or something like that. But I hope that's the case because that December critical big football, like I just get chills thinking about going to the stadium, rolling up with 70,000 people fired up to be watching the Commanders in a got-to-have-it game. Shades of 2012 against the Cowboys. All right, our next announcement. We have two guests with us, regulars, all season long, every single week. On Grant and Danny, those two regulars. Consistency is the key. Mm-hmm. Last year and this year. On Mondays after games, back by popular demand. You guys love you some Jay Gruden on the show. He will be back breaking down all things Washington football, all things NFL. We will talk to him at 5 p.m. every single Monday after Commanders games. And on Tuesday, Austin Eckler is indeed back with us for a second season. Eckler's segments got rave reviews last year. People seem to really, really enjoy and learn a lot from Eckler. He likes doing it. He's going to be in a broadcast role when his career ends. I mean, this is a guy that's going to put on a suit and be on Football Night in America.
Whatever that guy wants to do, he'll do.
Yeah, wherever he wants to go. In the meantime, he's slumming it with us. So 5 p.m. on Tuesdays all season long. Austin Eckler is back on Grant and Danny.
Both are fantastic in different ways. Jay is just a guy you want to have a beer with and chop it up and talk football, and he sees the game in a coach's view and always has such great insights. And Austin Eckler, I've been blown away just how wildly impressive he is in terms of, again, how he thinks. He reminds me of Max Scherzer, different competitor, different athlete, but the way that he thinks about the game is different than a lot of people. The way he thinks about matchups and dynamics and prep and all those sorts of really smart things, and he's so worldly and thoughtful. Both great guests. Pumped to have them both back on the show.
So we'll have Mondays, our normal Game Balls and Gasser breakdowns. We'll do our fastest 16 minutes on Tuesdays with Commander Survivor. We'll have Eckler as well. And then we're going to move our confidence points picks segment to Thursdays this year. We're still going to be doing our field trip Fridays. And in fact, tomorrow at this time, we're going to be announcing our field trip Friday schedule. So we've got it all laid out, every single week lined up already. We know what bars we'll be at, where we're going to be. We'll have a little competition between Virginia and Maryland and D.C. to see who can have the biggest attendance during the season. But that's coming up tomorrow with our next big announcement. But needless to say, our ducks are in a row over here. We are ready for football season.
Yeah, your pals aren't doing this like one toe in, one toe out. We are diving in to the deep end in terms of the foosball. We're ready to rock.
All right, Dad, give us a couple of burning Commanders questions here to wind down the show. A little bit tight, not as much time as we wanted, but I know you put together some burning questions on the Commanders, so let's do it.
Will Jaden Daniels lead the team in rushing for a second straight year?
Yes. I think there's no bell cow. I think there's no one player. I think it's going to be hot hand. I think it'll end up being around 125, 130 carries. He'll be around 700 yards. I think that's just more than JCM and just more than Chris Rodriguez.
So if he's only at 700 yards, I'd be a little bit surprised, honestly, right? If you look back to last year and kind of as the year went on, how things trended, he ran for almost 900 yards and for a month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He basically punted on running the football because he had a broken rib. I would say he's going to be at 850 to 1,000 yards, if I had to guess. He also didn't rip off any of the big ones I kept waiting for. Like, it takes one of those for 75, and it changes your season
whole season,
outlook.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, I would actually go over 850, but in that range, 850 to 950, something like that, right where he was last year. He will be their leader because Kroski, Merritt, and Rodriguez are going to go back and forth as, you know, timeshare backs on first and second down.
Will Matt Gay be the kicker for the entirety of the 2025 season?
He will be. I think the discussions of Matt Gay's demise have been greatly exaggerated. I saw him really good at training camp for several days. I know there have been some misses in the preseason, but this is a guy we've seen semi-recently in this league kick the heck out of the football. Go back to 2022. He was 28 of 30 in field goals in this league for a Rams team that was, you know, Super Bowl caliber coming off of a title. He's been a Pro Bowler in this league. I have confidence in Matt Gay. I think he kicks in every game, assuming health this season.
I'm going to say no, just because stuff happens. It, you know, whether it's that pulled muscle, whether it's a bit of a slump or a funk.
But you get the point of the question.
Of course I do.
The question is, does he get cut and they go to a different kicker or not?
Yeah, and I'm going to say yes, just because that's what happens.
Here especially.
Yeah.
Today's depth chart showed us that Trey Amos is listed as one of the starting corners, and Jalen Lane is listed as the starting punt returner, as well as one of the backup receivers. Which rookie do you think has the biggest impact, Lane or Amos?
Amos. I think that dude is it. I think they found a gem. I think they found a burgeoning star, a stud, a guy that, you know, if I'm looking at this team after a couple of weeks, if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'll stop throwing his win. I'll start throwing at Marshawn Lattimore. I think that's what's going down.
Yeah, Amos is the answer. He's going to start right away. Does Lane get on the field early in the season? I mean, he's going to have to break something on a punt to even probably be noticed over the first couple of weeks. I think there's a chance he gets some Deami Brown looks where he's running some love of the game routes to clear things out underneath with his speed, and maybe Jaden takes a deep shot. And if he did that and he struck up the band for a 70-yard touchdown or something, all right, that's a different story.
You notice the guy, yeah.
But I think, by and large, the targets and the opportunities will be minimal for him early. It's going to have to come as the year goes on, whereas Amos is going to be out there right away getting tested. Opening, he's going to line up against neighbors occasionally against the Giants, and you know, we're going to find out right away just how good the kid is. Let's get you ready for Nats baseball. Pregame is less than 90 seconds away. It is time for the leadoff, brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom.
Behind Kate Cavalli on the bump, leading off playing left field, that's James Wood, batting second, playing shortstop. Jake Abrams batting third at first base. Josh Bell, your cleanup hitter at second base. Luis Garcia Jr., all the way up to fifth in the order. Make note, please, DH Dalen Lyle batting sixth. Your catcher, Riley Adams, batting seventh at right field. That's Dylan Cruz, hitting eighth at third base. Paul DeJong batting ninth in center field. That's Jacob Young.
Dalen Lyle can swing it a little bit. He's only going to get more powerful and develop a little bit more pop from the left side, although you've seen with a couple of home runs, Danny, when he clubs the ball, it goes. Three home runs on the season and about 230
strong base there, yeah.
But he's hitting almost 270, OPS over 700. He's only 22 years old. Started the year, I believe, in Double A. It's been a productive season for him, and those have been few and far between. If you missed any part of the show, podcast it. We got great interviews. Kevin Burkhart, Charles Davis, Ross Tucker, Mike Pereira, thefandc.com. You like Commanders content, take Command. You like Nats content, Boston Loose Baseball, wherever you get your audio. For our producers, G&D saying so long.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.